From the KBI newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jack Kosowski. Missouri has reported just 14 breakthrough COVID-19 cases among people who are fully vaccinated, to federal health officials, even though dozens more have been detected in just the state's largest county. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention asked states at the start of this month to instruct local health departments and health systems to collect real-time information on breakthrough infections. States are to collect the data and enter it into a national database, but by mid-April, when the CDC announced its first tally of breakthrough infections, it caught a disease investigator for the St. Louis County Department of Public Health by surprise. A Southwest Missouri school district that dropped its mask mandate earlier this month has decided to reinstate it after several students became infected with COVID-19, leading to dozens of quarantines. The Springfield News Leader reports that the 1,700-student Reed Spring District had gone weeks without a positive case when it decided to make masks optional beginning April 22nd. The change did not last long, though, before the district decided to reinstate the mandate starting today. It will continue through the end of the school year. District spokesman Ben Fisher said that six positive cases led to 95 quarantines in several buildings. A judge has denied a defense request to return to a grand jury involving the case against a St. Louis couple accused of waving guns at racial injustice protesters last year. A St. Louis grand jury indicted Mark and Patricia McCloskey in October on felony charges of unlawful use of a weapon and tampering with evidence. Their attorney filed a motion this month seeking to remand the case to the grand jury to determine if the couple should have been indicted in the first place. Special Prosecutor Richard Callahan says that the circuit judge denied the motion today and set the trial for November 1st. Kansas City officials say that they're planning a village of tiny homes for homeless residents. Officials announced on Wednesday initial plans for a 150-bed village of tiny homes, ranging from a single person to family size. A site has not been chosen. City Manager Brian Platt says the goal is to establish a pilot project of about a dozen homes in the next several weeks. He says that from there, the city would begin working with homeless people currently living in area hotels and encouraging them to take advantage of the new option. I'm Jack Kosowski, KBI News, Columbia.